This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Anonymously, so they leave no trail. Never thought I'd have an IRA from overseas, but someone is sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees.
Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps that wish they could be my Sarsky and Hutch chimps. A chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam.
Another bus ride with chimps.
Thinks it's great. He's
into me, maybe she's into me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep and it's going to keep me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I got money on a monkey fight.
Some chimps in hard hats, chimps are working on a chain gang. Some chimps who love cats, burning rubber in a Mustang. A birthday wishing chimp, a chimp in black like a goth, a going fishing chimp, a British chimp in the bar.
Another bus
through the stack until I finally find
some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I got some shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I got depraved chimps dressed up in the women's underwear.
And now the postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Addressed to me.
Another postcard
with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone.
What doesn't kill you? wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, split up on the docks at night, but the green it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives, don't know what they're doing with their lives, but me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Down as the winter. good feeling that I have for you. Something is missing.
Cecilia in 1985. Glad to still be breathing, glad to be alive. Where's all the time? 1991. Change on the dresser, better still undone. What's a weary man to do in 1994? Hear the front bell ringing, but no one's at the door.
Thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Excitable boy. 10 long years they let him out of the home. Excitable boy, they all said. And he dug up her grave and built a cage with her bones. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable.
Thank you. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
His hotel room.
try a little more. The hardest pill to swallow is the truth. I take my time just to make a little more. I take a little more. I guess you got me good.
She says your life moves so slow. and it's a real drag on all of us. A real thing we know.